Welcome into You're the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Check out VeritasMedical.com for archive shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's what we do. VeritasMedical.com. And without further ado, let me say good morning once again to Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Wade. I'm good. Trying to stay cool.
I'm telling you, we've got the AC on. It's going to be another hot one today. Not as hot as yesterday, but going to be a hot one. Got a lot of great guests here on the show today.
Yes, we do. We've got one live in studio, Shelton Boyd, with us. Going to be 76 years young next month. And I called him Friday just to touch base about the show today and didn't catch him. Found out this morning because he was out doing fence work. I think it was about 105 degrees.
But wow.
We're going to hear from Shelton in the second half of the show. He's got a testimony to encourage others that are out there. But part of his testimony is regarding a procedure that we do at our clinic, and I think people know I'm not real big on doing lots of procedures. I'm all about diet and lifestyle. Give the body what it needs, avoid what it doesn't, and it will fix itself. But occasionally, you might need a little extra boost or a little extra on top of that, especially if you haven't stewarded your health just right for a number of decades, possibly. So I'm not anti-doing extra, but it's secondary. Secondary to clean up the diet and quit stressing and move around a little bit, get some sunshine, the basics. Get the basics down and then see where you're at. And if where you're at is you need a little extra help, one of the things we have is called TruDose, PRP, platelet-rich plasma. And we've got the founder, CEO, developer of TruDose PRP, Tapley Holland, on the line with us today. So Tapley's going to share his story and kind of explain what this TruDose PRP is and how it differs from other platelet-rich plasma procedures. And then we'll bring Shelton in and kind of tell his experience at Veritas in general, but also with PRP. So Tapley, welcome to the show today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's exciting.
Well, Tapley, I know you've impacted so many lives with this TruDose PRP technique, and I don't want to waste time with me talking about it because we got the expert, we got the developer on the line. So I really just want you to kind of share a little bit about yourself because you're not a physician. So kind of how'd you get into this, and then how'd you develop this, and then maybe some of the things you've seen with it. So I'm just going to give you the floor to share your story.
Thank you. Well, people often ask me, what is your background? And because it's, you know, and I guess when I got into the medical sales field, you know, I was introduced to regenerative medicine and PRP when it was first getting started back in 2005. I really had no formal training or degree in it, but I tell people that I had a photographic memory and somehow I just had an affinity. I understood it right when I learned it. And so anything that I would read, I could catalog, and which made me really effective in front of doctors. I would just say, you can read all this or we can just have a conversation. So I really became an expert in the regenerative medicine, you know, bone marrow stem cells from you know, autologous-based stem cells. And so, you know, part of my job was to go in and help implement the technology in the operating room or in the surgical setting. And, you know, the most common question I was asked was you know, well, how much do we need? And it didn't really dawn on me until one day I'm like, you know, what they're asking is how much does this person need to heal? They're talking about dosing. Because to kind of give everybody just a picture, if I was to walk into an office right now and the doctor said, okay, you have a knee problem, and let's say the next 9 people next to you have the same knee problem, and they were to do PRP or some sort of stem cell injection into your knee or your arm or whatever the procedure is, what they have done for the past 30 years is they would take 10 mils of blood or 30 mils of blood, and they would process it in a centrifuge. They would inject it back into your knee or wherever and basically say, well, we'll see what happens. So the question is that if I do the same thing to everybody, should I expect everybody to have the same outcome? And the answer is no. But You know, it's not intuitive, but that's the way we've done it for 30 years clinically. That's the way we've studied it. That's the way the literature's written. And so when that question was asked, well, how much do I need? I said, that's a dosing problem. And, you know, because everybody's biology is different. And so when everybody says, well, how did you create True Dose? And I'm like, well, do you want the real story or do you want the, you know, the light version? And I guess we're past that part of in the world today that I can say in 2017 I had a dream. And, in that dream was basically the code or the instructions, if you will, to create the software, the artificial intelligence software that would solve this dosing and accuracy mystery that I've just explained, that's existed in regenerative medicine ever since it's been done. And I don't have any background in coding or software. I'm not a programmer, but the algorithms were basically placed into my head. And, when I called my wife that morning, I said, hey, I had a dream this morning, and it this is what it was. And she kind of had a very similar dream. And we both kind of just knew right then and there that, this is kind of like a divine download. I need to follow this. And at the time, I had a very comfortable life. I had everything I wanted, but I couldn't ignore what this dream was. And so I decided to quit my job, and I got a programmer and said, hey, this is what I want you to do, and when it comes time for the instructions of the artificial intelligence, I'll tell you what it is. And in 2018, I quit my job and started Bridging Biosciences with my own money and a few others, and we created the product, and right out of the gate, it worked just like I thought it would. And when we started it, even though my background, I was just saying, was in bone marrow and stem cells, I said, we can't start with stem cells and bone marrow because just people just won't understand that. It's very abstract, but people understand blood and people understand, my knee hurts. So we got to start with PRP. Now at the time, PRP, it has been popularized by aesthetics, hair restoration. So in the regenerative medicine world, it's been kind of put onto the side. Not many people are doing PRP for the things that I'm getting ready to talk about. Actually, nobody is. But we first started with, can I make my knee feel better? And with the True Dose product, right out of the gate, it overwhelmingly made the knee better. Now, it didn't make it better. It, most of the time when I talked about that when you do the same thing to everybody and you want the same outcome, that's why PRP for knee injections or shoulder injections, that's why they have to offer it 3-4 injection-type packages, is because it's kind of a roll of the dice whether it will work or not. So with a True Dose, if I know exactly what your biology is, because we have to test it, and from that testing, the algorithms will determine how much blood do I need to draw from you. For the 10-person example of the knee, for Dr. Edwards, if we all had the same knee problem and Dr. Edwards might have to get 85 mils of blood taken from him, I might have to get 102. Sheldon might have to get 42, but we're all going to get the same dose when it's all said and done. So it's not treating everybody like a size 9 shoe.
Right. Can I break
you
real quick? Just for the listeners who aren't aware of what PRP stands for and means, can you define that, but then also sort of explain, how do you even get that platelet-rich plasma, like the actual draw the blood, spin it, and all that. Just a little baseline, get everybody up to speed.
Gotcha. Platelet-rich plasma is been popularized, and it stands for platelet-rich plasma. And you get your, obviously, within your blood, you have all different types of cells, and especially your platelets. And they've known now for the past, 15, 20, almost 30 years that platelets have a great affinity for soft tissue healing, for knees and shoulders and things of ligament base. And the way that you get it is you have to go into the office, and they usually take a determined amount of blood, 10 or 20 or 30 cc's of blood. They take that blood and they put it into a processing canister right there in front of your eyes, and they process it out, and they separate the components, kind of like you see with a test tube. And the red blood cells are always the heaviest, and they fall to the bottom when you centrifuge things. And then that's how you see, a tube of blood go from, red to yellow and red. And it's within the yellow part that all your platelets are. Well, and the platelets, I'll go into in a minute, but it turns out that platelets could be the most misunderstood cellular component in our body. And it could be the one thing that's circulating in the body that is keeping us from living a long-lived life, from the things that I'm getting ready to talk about. Because, nobody would think that they would have the ability to heal things in the autoimmune nature or the auto-inflammatory. We've always just used it for just sports medicine applications.
Yeah, and I think most people, when they think of platelets, if they know anything about the body or science, just thinks, clotting, blood clots. Platelets help me to clot when I get a paper cut or a big cut, but it's way more than that.
That's right. That's kind of where my story took a turn. Was most medical doctors, if you ask the question, if anybody's sitting at home listening and have a doctor sitting next to them, what do platelets do? Or you just Google it. Everybody's been taught that platelets, are there, like you just said, to make sure I don't bleed out from a paper cut. And so the intuitive thing is like, well, I don't want too many of those because in the bloodstream, because if I have too many, I will clot and potentially have a stroke. It turns out that that's not even the case at all. It turns out that they are the frontline defenders that actually start our repair cascade to begin, and also they start our immune system to begin, and they're doing so much more on the front line defense and healing than we ever thought possible.
Yeah.
So
when you spin it, red blood cells fall to the bottom of the test tube, the serum rises to the top, you suck off the platelets basically and inject it in a nutshell. I mean, there's more detail to that, but just to come full circle on that. For the listener, but go ahead.
Yeah, in a nutshell, if somebody were to walk into your office, with the true dose, they would have their blood tested by a finger prick, which is to determine, how many platelets do I have right now in my body, and then from that little small sample, the software can determine how much blood do I draw from you.
I'm sorry. In a regular, non-true dose, I really want to distinguish what you're talking about. Just a regular old, like we used to have an old PRP machine, actually from a dentist that bought a new one, and she just donated that one to us. And just your generic old PRP, just can, like you said, draw 10 cc's or 20 or 30, just draw it out, spin it, suck off the top, and inject it in. There's no telling. The dose or how many platelets you got, too little, too much, whatever. It's just it's a rough guess, basically. But what you just said, for true dose, the patient comes in, we actually test, poke their finger, get a drop of blood, and the machine, the computer, can count the number of platelets, and then so that tells us exactly how many cc's of blood do we need for this particular patient, and then we can go from there. So, sorry, didn't want to cut you off, but...
No, sometimes I think I'm just kind of excited that I'm on a radio show talking about it.
Well, I know you are, and I want to get to that exciting part too, because it's so special what Trudos does, and what I believe God really downloaded to you and showed you, the divine dream and revelation you got on that. So, I think we have an understanding of regular PRP and the difference now on Trudose. So you implemented that and started seeing some things. Take us back to that, maybe your first experience with that clinically.
Well, so in March of 2018, we started and overwhelmingly out of the gate with just a few offices that people's knees were being healed on the first injection. People's shoulders were being healed on the first injection, which caused the doctor's offices who were using the product, I kept getting the same call, which was, hey, we've got a problem here that these people are getting their shoulder or their knee or, you know, healed on the first injection. I'm like, well, what's the problem? Like, well, we offer this in 3 to 4 injections. And I'm like, well, you're not doing PRP. You're doing something different. You're actually quantifying. You're actually personalizing the therapy to the person, and you need to explain that to them. And people will understand it, because it's like saying, hey, this is my blood. You're going to test it and give me the right dose for me for this condition. Okay, I'll pay for that. So, I guess another. So this went on until October of 2018, and I guess I could share this part of it because it's really the inspiration. You know, my son, my fifth child, was perfectly normal, and he went for a routine checkup at the doctor and had some, you know, annual injection. And that caused him the next morning to basically become autistic.
You're allowed to say vaccines on this channel. Wade Wilkes Media does not censor. Just go ahead. your son, how old was he at the time?
He was 2. He could walk. He could talk. He had words. He was just like my other 4 kids. And you know how it is when you're around other brothers and sisters. You can talk really early. Well, the next morning, he basically screamed that whole night, and that next morning, it was, by lunchtime, he had lost all ability to kind of feel in space, and he had lost his ability to walk, and by that afternoon, his eyes were black like shark eyes,
and
he was, laying on the floor on his back, and we didn't know what the heck just happened. But, we were at a loss. And my wife, basically, I have to give her credit, because if it wasn't for her not taking no for an answer and basically self-diagnosing and self-treating our son through the self-help groups of moms on Facebook, we never would have even gotten our son to where he is right now, which is, I would say, 90 to 95% better. And the story I just told you is I've heard it thousands and thousands of times. So, you know, so we were dealing with that. And at this time, my son was still right in the middle of he was in a bad spot. At October 2018, and I was determined to find an answer. And so I was sitting in the airport in Minnesota, and kind of like the dream I told you, another download came to me, and I called my wife and I said, hey, I think I know how we're going to help him. And I said, I think that what we do is we take this and we inject this into your vein, you know, intravenously, and I think it's going to help him. And so my wife goes, well, what, you know, I said, so anything that, you know, with an autistic kid, you know, moms are usually the test pilots for anything that they do. So if it's some type of herb or supplement, moms always test themselves out before they give it to their son or their daughter. And if it helps them, they give it to them. If it hurts them, they'll give it to them. That's kind of how the autistic world works. So my wife says, well, what will it do to me? And I go, well, I think your dad, who is a doctor, might say it might hurt you, but I don't think it will. So I had to, when I came home, I had to lay the evidence out in front of him as to why this would not hurt his daughter. And he said, okay, let's try this. And I said, I think it might unlock your brain. And sure enough, the next morning she woke up, and it was like her, it was like, I always say it's like that scene from the movie Limitless. It was like the, it was like her, her mouth couldn't keep up with what her brain was wanting to pump out. Her vision became clear. Her thoughts became very clear. She could multitask. Anxiety melted away. It was like she, it was like she became locked in, zoned in, you know, the version of herself, you know, 20 years prior. It did all these other types of things to her body. It healed, you know, she had stress incontinence from having five kids. You know, she, you know, could urinate, you know, with, you know, unexpectedly. It fixed that. She had vision issues. It fixed that. It did a whole host of things. It didn't dawn on me. And so a few months later, we, you know, my daughter, had an ankle injury, and I said, hey, you know what? Inject some of this into her ankle, but put some of this into her vein as well. And my second child was kind of borderline dyslexic. She very good at math, but she struggled at reading. And this was in July. And then she started school. And when she brought her book bag home, it was like, she was that kid who could stuff papers into her backpack, was highly disorganized. Well, I opened her backpack up, and it was meticulously organized. It was, everything was color-coded. It was filed. She was reading books on the bus. We were getting notes home that she needed to be tested for the Gifted and Talented program. And I'm like, do you think it was that injection? You got to be kidding me. So when, you know, I said, I think it was. It had to be. You know, I basically stopped all operations at our company, and I needed to figure this out because this was, it was something that was kind of, I guess, downloaded, and I had to pursue it.
And Tapley, what about your son? You didn't finish that part. The two-year-old, did y'all give him the IV?
We didn't. Because my wife, not at that point, and everybody always asks that, because you just kind of like the patients you treat your office, you're healing something that's a black box, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, and with the autism, the vaccine destroyed his gut, it destroyed his brain, and you're dealing with something that is, you know, it's a black box.
Yeah.
So she was hesitant to try that, despite the fact that my wife couldn't deny what was all the, you know, what she saw and what happened to her.
Yeah.
She wasn't there yet. But then my father-in-law said, you know what, let me try it on my wife. And then it went from his wife to another patient to five more to 20 more to 100 more. And these are people that weren't suffering from knee problems or shoulder. These are people who had lupus, chronic kidney disease, end-stage liver disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. Basically, the laundry list of things that, you know, that plagued this, you know, basically America, the last half of the century. You know, all the chronic diseases that we, you know, that you treat at your office. And these people were not just getting better. The blood results were showing that the disease was not there. These viruses were not there. The brain, you know, testing was, the brain was being turned back on. So this almost cost my company because I really wanted to see, you know, what is this? This is not possible. It's not only not possible, everything in literature, in the scientific literature, does not point to the fact that blood and platelets from our blood should be healing these things. It wasn't, there was no connection there. But now, flash forward to today, I believe Trudeau's has treated close to 6,000 patients. I can tell you that platelets are the frontline responders that are keeping us from getting these types of diseases. That'll give you a whole other segment as to why that is. But we've undone what basically medicine hasn't been taught, and I don't know how that's possible. Mm-hmm. And it's to give points more evidence that it can only be from a dream and it can only be from a divine download is that no one would think it's that possible that something as simple as our own blood could be healing things that are so complex.
Yeah, and that's really what attracted me to this procedure just in general, knowing that the body has the capability to heal itself, fix itself, detox itself, repair itself, regenerate itself, and then the platelets being such a key part to that we're starting to understand now. So that was my initial attraction. Of course, then the results speak for themselves, and we're up against a break. Tapley, if you can come back after the break and stick with us. We've got a patient in here in studio with us, Shelton Boyd, and he's got a story to tell, and not just about PRP, but just his journey with Veritas the past many years, but then it also included PRP. So, in fact, I think he might be up for another dose today. But y'all stick with us. We will hear from Shelton when we get back from the break. Again, Tapley Holland is who we've been talking with. And Tapley, what's the best way for people to find you online or learn more about you or Trudeau's, a website or social media, or what's the best way to follow you?
Yeah, the best thing to do is go to trudosetherapy.com, T-R-U-D-O-S-E, therapy.com. And on there, it's videos, basically stories from people like Sheldon's mouth. It's their testimony. And I wish I could get into it, but it has everything from, you know, if we've treated just about everything you could possibly think of.
Yeah. We're talking spinal cord injuries from motor vehicle accidents and gunshot wounds. We're talking cerebral palsy from birth. We're talking all kinds of stuff. And we may have time to jump into that, too, after Shelton talks. And if not, definitely we'll just do a part two sometime soon. But TrueDoseTherapy.com, is that what you said?
TrueDoseTherapy.com, that's right.
Okay. Y'all check that out, TrueDoseTherapy.com. That's T-R-U. No E, T-R-U, True Dose. And that's Tapley Holland we've been visiting with. Y'all stick with us after the break. We'll hear from Shelton and more from Tapley. I am Ben Edwards. You're the Cure.
Welcome back into You're the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, M.D. Check out VeritasMedical.com for archive shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's VeritasMedical.com. Right back at it, Dr. Ben Edwards. Great show this morning. We're going to bring on other guests as well, but let's get right back to it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Wade. And Tapley's still with us, and hopefully we'll hear from him some more at the end. But I want to give Shelton Boyd a chance to have the microphone and just share his story. Shelton, welcome to the show. I know you've been a longtime Veritas patient, and you drove a couple hours to get up here. You're down near Abilene, Sweetwater, work on a ranch, still going full steam, it looks like.
Well, pretty good.
Yeah. So why don't you just share whatever's on your heart today.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you for having me here, Dr. Ben, and for both of y'all.
You're welcome.
About 40 years ago, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, and I tried various different things that the modern day doctors would prescribe, high dollar pills that probably did more damage than they did good. And I'd like to begin by saying I can't say enough good about Veritas Medical. And I don't know if I should use my personal doctor's name.
Is that you bet. Jolene is a PA that's been taking care of you for a long time.
Yeah, probably 8 years.
Wow.
And I had the rheumatoid, I had acid reflux. Well, I'll just start at the beginning. Within about 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks, and I had been to the VA. I had had a scope, looked at my esophagus. I had erosion. And within 2.5 weeks, I had no more acid reflux by listening to Jolena and doing what she said to do. Mainly quit sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And of all things, get some more acid in you. Take hydrochloric acid capsules. It works. Now, this whole program is for encouraging anyone that's listening to, you don't have to completely change your lifestyle, but you have to work in that direction. It takes some discipline. Now, whether I should use a scripture or not, I'm going to since I've got the mic.
You do it.
In 1 Corinthians 10:13, Paul said that there's no temptation that comes up to you that's not common to man. I'm paraphrasing this. And he also says that he will provide a way of escape. Now, that temptation applies to major sins. It applies also to if you want to tempted to sit on the couch
mm-hmm.
and watch television for 15 hours a day. Or if you want to get another plate of food, another donut. It's all temptation, and it can all be resisted. And I guess if you get feeling bad enough, if you want to live, then you'll develop some discipline, and you'll start on that road to recovery. Again, I can't say enough. I wasn't real fond of Jolena's analogy. Maybe a year or two after that, I guess I'd have been cheating a little bit too much. And she told me, said, "Well, you're borderline diabetic." And about a sentence later, she said, "No, a woman's either pregnant or she's not pregnant." And so I took
no such thing as borderline.
No, there wasn't borderline. I was diabetic. And 6 months later, I was not diabetic. If I listened to the VA back in those years, they would have had me taking statins. And Jolena, in fact, I did a lab here a few months ago, and she said, "Now, let me point out, I'll be 76 in 2 months to the day." And but those statins, she said that my labs were probably as good as 90% of the people.
Mm.
So, but you have to be disciplined. You have to follow it, and that brings you down. Well, colds. Used to, before I started Veritas, I would have once or twice a year I'd have a cold. Invariably, it went to my lungs. I was sick for 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, coughing and hacking, and felt miserable. Since in that 8 year period of time, I've had 4 colds. 2 of them I got over in 2 days, and 2 of them I got over in 4 days. No antibiotics at all.
Praise God.
My body fought it off, which brings you back to your immune system. And that's what Dr. Ben and Jolena taught me through the years, that your immune system, God gave us an immune system, and you can fight off those diseases. That brings me to COVID. Everybody in my family got sick. I knew I had it. I did not go test. I have not had a vaccine. But I knew that I had it because my wife had it. My kids had it. My grandkids had it. We all live on the same ranch. The first night I got very cold. It was hard to warm up. I didn't have chills, it didn't seem like. And then for about 12 days straight, I coughed. But I worked on the dozer 4 of those days, right in the middle of it, with the dust, down in a canyon. So my body fought that off. Well, how did I get by that? Jolena put me on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Now, if there'd been people, these people that have died, if they'd been on that, there'd have been far less deaths, I firmly believe. I think it won a Nobel Peace Prize, didn't it, Dr. Ben?
Yes, it did. Ivermectin saved many, many lives in Africa for African river blindness and other parasitic infections.
Right. So, the last thing you'll hear, the first thing you'll hear is put a mask on. The next thing you'll hear, or either one in either order, is get your shot and then get two or three or four or five boosters. When you don't need it, your body will fight that disease off. And I'm living proof of it as far as that goes. But, again, it comes back to discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get your gut trained healthy. You have to have your
microorganisms or your microbiome.
Right, microbiome. That's the word I was on.
Yep.
It has to be working. So, then that brings me down to the RA, rheumatoid arthritis. And we've tried several things, and we just kept after it and kept after it. Well, probably a year, maybe a year and a half ago, Jolena told me about the PRP. Well, I actually didn't know what PRP stood for until we got to this program. I knew it had to do with platelets. I took papaya juice for maybe 2 weeks, and I did that. I've had two injections with PRP, and it was a gradual thing. I mean, but one day I wake up and I don't hurt like I did. You know, I had swollen joints in my wrist, my elbow, my ankle bothered me a lot, my knuckles. And I'd lived with that for years. And now I'm not saying it reverses the damage, but I'm saying it stops the pain. And you can do things when it's not painful. You might find a different way to do it, but you can do them. Things that you did do, I don't go pick up a 100-pound toe sack of feed anymore, but I can do things in a different way without the pain. And I think it takes it all, I believe. It takes your immune system fighting off these diseases, and it takes you're going to have a good immune system if you eat correctly, if you cut out the sugar, if you cut out the soda pops. And when you get to that point, you're giving the PRP, the blood plates, is a huge chance to work.
Amen, it does. So tell me kind of specifically, because Jolena told me what your pain level was before the first injection and then after that first one and then where it went to after that second injection.
What's the highest?
Well, we usually say out of 10, 1 to 10, with 10 being really, really bad pain and 1 being just barely a nuisance.
Mine was about a 12.
All right.
Yeah. It was bad.
Now, were you on medications to deal with that prior to?
No, I was not. At some point, I would take... I quit any of the prescribed doctors, rheumatoid doctors' medication. The day I started the Veritas, I quit. Mm-hmm. And I've not been back to see one of them. Y'all are my doctors. I don't have another one. But I might take some Tylenol or Advil or something like that.
Right.
But other than that, no.
So that first round of PRP, was it all in the IV, or was some of it in a joint, of it in the IV?
Both injections have been in the IV.
Okay, so then where'd your pain go from 12 down to what after that first injection?
I would say, within 3 months, it was like a 6.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then you were doing more stuff, getting around better, and then you did your second injection at that point, at 3 months out?
Yeah, it might have been closer to 6 months.
Okay. And then where'd your pain go to?
I really just don't have any pain now. I mean, we have a hog problem. Everybody in West Texas, in Texas, has that problem, and mm-hmm. they'll tear up a high tensile fence, mm-hmm. lift it up. So I'm the other day, that's what I was doing. When you called, I was repairing a hole that the hogs had made. So mm-hmm. I can just do so much more now than I could 5 years ago or year and a half ago.
Now, Jolena told me this rumor, maybe, unless I heard her wrong, that you might even kick up a gear or two into a jog.
I do, but I'll call it a wog.
A wog?
Yeah, it's a cross between a walk and a jog.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm moving.
Yeah.
About anywhere from a mile and 4/10 to a mile and 9/10, and Jolene should learn to keep her mouth shut.
Well, I pressed her on it, I think. You know, I'll try to keep track of these PAs real close, keep an eye on them. What about, do you get horseback still?
I haven't tried since I've been exercising. I've been stretching.
Yeah.
The movement. But 2 years ago, I guess, 2 years ago, I got horseback, but it was pretty embarrassing. You know, what happened to that guy that could step on a horse trying to run off sideways? and the guy there, a friend of mine, had to drag my leg over the kennel. So I hadn't got back to trying that yet. But it's on my mind. I've got a good cowboy friend. In fact, he's a patient here with you. I got him going to Veritas.
Right.
And he's got a kind of a shorter horse, and we may try it again.
Well, if you're getting another dose of PRP today, there's no telling what's going to happen.
I am. Just as soon as I get through with this, I'm going to go get another dose.
All right. Well, thank you, Shelton. It's been an encouraging testimony, and just thank you for your dedication to the
truth. Shelton, that was only two doses so far.
Two doses.
Only two.
Right.
That's impressive. Yeah. So you're going for your third today.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's impressive.
Well, we'll get an update from you down the road and
see
how you're doing. But thank you for joining us today. And we might have a couple minutes.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time, sure.
Tapley, I kind of want to give it back to you just to, if you had any comments on that or just wrap it up. And like I said, I know you've got a whole lot more to say, so we can do a part two sometime. Maybe have Shelton back on after a few months of this third dose getting in him. But
used to the idea of being on the radio. That's my first right there.
Well, you did great, Shelton. Any closing comments or thoughts, Tapley?
Well, it's when I hear stories like Sheldon's, that is the story. And these patients with these chronic diseases, they know their body better than the doctor who was treating them. And it's kind of like the people of the autism world. And we were just talking when we were not on the air. It's like, how is it doing this? And it's. You know, like I told you, my wife was really the first one, and it was just something, it just made sense. And the IV is resetting the body, you know, because what we've done, what we've been exposed to, has just been a cumulative damage to our body to where they just can't fight back. And what it's doing is just resetting. And what you find is people that, and the most humbling and maybe the most remarkable thing about all of this is that the answer is so simple. And it's always been there in your body. You have to take it out of the body, you know, draw the blood out and give it back and reset it and give it at the right dose. But I think it just speaks to this time that we're in that, I was telling them offline that, you know, for the longest time people were saying, well, if it's so good, why is it not everywhere? And I'm like, because it takes people off their medications, because it's actually healing people, because would you want that around? That's why it's been such a hard struggle to find offices like yours, but they're all over the place. And what I was getting at is that now there's perfect evidence that's been forced into the scientific literature. Excuse me, that perfectly explains what we've been seeing for the past 5 years. And I guess the most humbling thing about it is that wouldn't it, a time like this, to kind of like really make us pause and rethink medicine, to kind of the things that you're doing at your clinic, to get the body's way, to using things from our own body and our own blood to reset it. You can't really give any credit other than to God above.
Amen.
That's my last thing I wanted to say.
Yep. That I concur. God's amazing design. And if we will steward it, it is unbelievable what it can do.
Didn't y'all do a study on one of your people's pantries and everything in it tested positive for glyphosate?
Glyphosate. Roundup. Yes, that is true. I mean, it wasn't us doing the study, but there, some other scientists actually did the study that they couldn't find any food that didn't have glyphosate, and that's a big issue, and that's where you might need some extra help for these platelets to do what they need to do. We've so misstewarded God's creation. He said, take dominion and rule, and we have not ruled righteously. We've ruled for the love of money, and there's consequences to that, and it destroys the environment internally in us because we eat that food, and that glyphosate destroys our microbiome, which therefore destroys our immune system and so many enzyme functions where the body has a harder time repairing itself and keeping up with things. So you've got to clean it up. Clean up the internal environment, the external environment, eat right, exercise, get some sunshine, clean water, detoxify yourself. But the PRP is one of these awesome, awesome downloads from God, I truly believe, to just a little extra, nudge in the right direction for the body to be able to do what it needs to do to reduce pain, like in Shelton's case, and even repair and regenerate. So we're definitely going to have you back, Tapley, because I want people to hear about these cerebral palsy kiddos and quadriplegics and other autoimmune diseases and get a little more of the science, too, on what exactly this platelet doing, recruiting the stem cells in, recruiting new blood vessel growth to the damaged areas. So we'll have you back soon. Hopefully, Tapley, if you don't mind, come back to join us. Y'all check Tapley's website out, or TrueDose's website, TrueDose. PRPtherapy.com, right, Tapley?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not afraid to even give my email address out, because anybody, if they want to email me, I can send them these videos. That's why we made them. Is that okay to do?
Oh, you bet. Go right ahead.
It's Tapley, T A P, as in Paul, L E Y, Tapley H, at bbiosciences.com. bbiosciences.com, Tapley H at bbiosciences.com. Anybody wants to email me, I will respond to everybody.
Did you say the bioscience or B as in boy bioscience?
B as in boy, sorry.
Okay.
Bbiosciences.
Biosciences.com. Alrighty.
What was the first part? Tapley.
Tapley H. H is for his last name, Holland. Tapley H at bbioscience.com. All right, Tapley.
Bbioscience with an S.
With an S at the end. All right, TrueDosePRPTherapy.com is his website. Y'all got the email. I'm sure it's on there, too. Y'all come back next week. We'll have another great show. Thank you, Shelton Boyd, for being with us today. You're a great encouragement to lots of people. Appreciate you.
All right, thanks a lot. Of course, you've been listening to Year of the Cure with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Check out VeritasMedical.com. Archive programs. If you missed a portion of this program, you can check it out at VeritasMedical.com.